Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudley. It is an absolute pleasure to have John Gray here with a Child Smile fundraiser, and we've got Christmas season fast enough approaching, but your chance to help out with a terrific community fundraiser. John, great to see you.
Great to see you too, Jamie.
John, let's talk about a Child Smile. It is going to be back for another year, another season. What year is this for Child Smile for you?
This will be our 34th year.
Wow, 34 years helping our community. For anybody not familiar with the Child Smile, how does it work?
Well, what we do is we take donations.
Yep.
And we have a toy warehouse in Markham. They sell us the toys at cost.
Nice.
So we get a ton of toys at a good price, and then we distribute them all around Stratford, London, St. Mary's, wherever we can go, whoever needs toys.
And it makes such a difference. So you're looking, we should say, for monetary donations. That's the idea.
Yes, that would be the best, because the money that we do get, we can spend it more efficiently on toys. So that's the only thing. But if people want to donate a toy, that's fine too. We don't gripe over that. That's for sure. Anything for the kids.
It's all for the kids. Again, it's putting a smile on a child's face at Christmas time. So in terms of a Child Smile, if they're hearing this, what's the best way to make a donation? How can folks do that?
The best way is if they can e-transfer it to achildsmilestratford@gmail.com.
Okay, so we'll pass that along. Again, now with e-transfers, that makes that even easier. Child Smile, for you, John, why is this such a special fundraiser each and every year? It's been now 34 years for a Child Smile fundraiser.
Jamie, I just think of the kids, you know? I think back when I was a kid and the toys and what I felt, and I think there's kids out there that don't get a toy, and that's, I'd rather them have a couple presents under the tree and something to play with. So that's basically why I've done it for so many years. I tried to give up once and I couldn't do it.
Because again, it's a great fundraiser for our community. So again, you're taking monetary donations or donations of toys. Is there a time limit on this? How does that work?
We will probably wrap it up in the beginning of the second week of December.
Okay.
And we also have a great fundraiser coming up at Revival House.
Yes, back at Revival House. Let's talk about this.
November 12th from 1 to 5. We have Bob and Jack playing. And we're just going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a huge silent auction. So it's going to be really good.
All right. And again, we'll share the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. And let's do a shout out. John, you don't do this alone. You've got Doris helping you out with this.
I was ready to do that. Yes. I couldn't do this without Doris Neumeister. She is just the strongest, most willing person I've ever met. She loves a Child Smile, and so do all the Neumeisters.
Yep, exactly.
Which is great. Kyle jumps out and helps us deliver. It's just a lot of fun, and they're super people.
And again, when these monetary donations are collected, and then when the toys are purchased, and then when the toys arrive, that is such a big day, and it's just boxes and boxes of toys.
It is. Last year, we had them arrive at Tall Man.
Right.
I think that's where we're going to go this year again. And we had 4 or 5 skids of toys last year. So it was a lot. It was great.
And I know with folks like with the Stratford House of Blessing, you've helped out with their Christmas program, and that makes such a difference.
Oh, big time. Big time. Even all of the places around town, it makes such a difference. Salvation Army, you know, the Optimism Place, all of those need toys.
Yeah, and when we talk about the cost of living and how our wallets or our budgets are getting stretched, and gosh, you know, we got Christmas time coming up. This really does help out families at this special time.
It does. It does. It makes it easier for, I'm sure, the parents to think, okay, he's got a couple of toys. It's great.
Yeah, parents or grandparents, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything else, John, about a Child Smile that folks need to know? You're accepting donations right now. Even though we haven't even gotten to Halloween yet, we're accepting donations right now.
We started collecting already. We've collected $150 so far, but we really haven't kicked it off that. Like, this is mainly the kickoff now.
Right. Well, we're honored that you could be here and telling us about a Child Smile. And again, it is happening once again for this season, the 34th. And we also got to wish John Gray a happy 70th birthday here, too. So this is a very special year. 70th birthday for you, John, and 34th year for Child
That's
Smile.
That's correct, yeah. And look who else has had a birthday. 59.
All the celebrations happening here. John Gray with the Child Smile. And again, we'll direct to folks, really the Facebook page. That's kind of the spot to go to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good page. They can pick up anything. And they go to the website.
And the website is, let's pass that website it along one more time.
www.achildsmile.ca.
Simply achildsmile.ca. John Gray. And John, thank you and Doris for all you're doing for our community with something like A Child Smile. It really makes a difference.
Well, thank you, Jamie, for all you guys do for us. It's amazing that we can get in here and get the word out into Stratford. That's the biggest thing, is getting people to understand what we're all about and coming out and donating and saying, we want to help.
Yep, want to help. Absolutely. A Child Smile, John Gray. Thanks, John.
Thank you.